beta accelerator component of the National Generator Program. So why don't we begin with explaining the program names, because I see G-Beta as the program and I see Generator. Bakari, if you can explain how those fit together.
Yeah, definitely. So just to start off, so Generator as a company is a nationally ranked accelerator program. So we were founded in 2012 by our co-founders, Troy Vossler and Joe Kurgis. And we really wanted to work with a company that was focused on diversity, equity, inclusion, especially in the Midwest. So what we've seen a lot in the VC world is that, you know, funds are allocated more so on the West and the East Coast, but not as much in the Midwest. So our co-founders, they saw that opportunity and, you know, they ran with it and developed a company that was looking to serve the people here in the Midwest. And, you know, we're all about it. I love every opportunity that it's afforded me up to this point. So, like we said, we were founded in 2012, and we started off with our investment accelerator, and now we've added about four more, so five in total product lines. Those product lines include an investment accelerator, free accelerators, which is what we'll talk about with G-Beta, a skills accelerator, creative accelerator, so art and music, and you know, corporate conferences that we put along as well for networking events. So to get back to your question, G-Beta is a free 7-week program, 100% free to the participants, and we're mainly focused on early stage companies. So what that means, any company that either is still in their ideation phase where they're trying to come up with their ideas. If you don't have a product yet, those type of things, that's really what we're trying to hone in on and to focus on here, because what we've seen is there are a lot of people here in the Midwest that have great opportunities, great ideas for products and services. They just don't have necessarily the support behind them to make them, you know, come to fruition. So that's where we come in with G-Beta.
I think a lot of people become somewhat familiar with things like Shark Tank, where people compete and they hope somebody is going to invest in them and provide some technical support. How does this compare with something like Shark Tank? Is it similar?
Yeah. I think we could draw a lot of similarities there. But the way that I like to frame it is, like, it's not necessarily as competitive as Shark Tank, with the sense of, you know, the people that you're coming into, we're all here in the Kenosha community, in the southeastern Wisconsin community. And essentially, we're looking to inspire cooperation and collaboration more so than competitiveness. You know, what we do through Generator is we try to connect people, like-minded people, whether that's industry focused, or, you know, just people who have an interest in what, you know, these companies are doing. And we try to set them up in ways to build partnerships and, you know, relationships as they go forward. So, you know, whatever issues or, you know, barriers may come up along the road, we can kind of assist them through the network of people that we've connected them with already to say, you know, this might be an issue right now, but, you know, here's someone who's also went through a similar situation, and here's how they got through it. So, like I said, I hear that a lot, honestly, with the Shark Tank comparison, but there's some truth to that. But like I said, I would look at it more in a positive light, as far as, you know, we're looking to inspire collaboration instead of competition.
That's interesting. And I think that the kinds of services you provide probably also underline that, I guess, cooperation aspect. Let's go back to how G-Beta came to Kenosha and how it is, housed within the city. Take me back to the first step and tell me how this is involved in Kenosha.
Yeah, definitely. So I started with the company back in early October, so it's been about 4 months for me now. So right when I was beginning, we were finishing the contract with the city, and still kind of working through that now. But the project is being in fund is being funded in part or in whole or in part by a federal award to the city of Kenosha via the Wisconsin Workforce Innovation Grant Program and by the U.S. Department of the Treasury. So there's some a lot of funds that are coming in to support this program. They've seen what Generator and what G-Beta programs have done throughout the rest of the country, and we're super excited to bring that here to Kenosha. So like you said, as soon as I got into the role in early October, I kind of was thrown into the fire and just seeing, all the great development that's going on here in Kenosha. So really excited to be a part of that and to share that out with the community as things become, ready to roll out for the public.
This does sound exciting, and I know the initiation was before you came on board in October, but was it a situation where Generator approached Kenosha? Was it the federal award said, try a program like blah, blah? Or, why did they choose this?
So yeah, that's a great question. And honestly, I think it goes back to one of the first questions that I was asked in my interview process. One of our community partners here at the City of Kenosha, Tim Casey, one of the questions he asked me that really sticks with me to this day in my interview process was, basically, you go through your interview process and they ask you all the questions. Why are you a good fit for the role? Those types of things. But the question that really stood out to me was Tim Casey basically asked me, as a member of the Kenosha community and as being a black minority, someone who grew up here in Kenosha and is part of the community here, how I felt that the city as a whole was doing in repairing relationships and bringing people together after the civil unrest with, the riots and things that happened a few years back. And I think just for me personally, speaking to Tim, speaking to Catherine Marks at the City of Kenosha, I think it was really important for them to find a way to really connect to the community and to show people here that, the City of Kenosha is looking out for your best interests, and we really want to be able to help people through job creation and just really giving people an opportunity to really show off their talents. And that's really what Generator's mission is. Through Generator, our mission is we strive to be the best partner for a community to create wealth and jobs by investing in its best and brightest. And I think that that really stood in line with what the city of Kenosha had in mind for, the community outreach programs that they've been running here. So I think that at the end of the day, the main catalyst for that was all the great work that the city of Kenosha has been doing, and then just seeing the need that the community had for community outreach and supporting minority communities here, and just letting them know, like, not only are we here for you, but we're trying to build that trust and let people know that, there are other non-traditional ways to being successful that don't require, a college degree necessarily.
What you say triggers a lot and answers some of the concerns we have heard in the last couple of years since the civil unrest, in that there's a lot of lip service, but not a lot of boots on the ground to really make that difference and do the reach out. And I think what you're telling me is this program is real. And maybe by talking about the companies that you're already starting to support, this is real. It has started, correct?
It certainly is real, and that is that's one of the things that I really took to heart when I first took the role. So by the time I got into the role, people had heard about, you know, the G-Beta program coming here. But like we said, the funding and the contract was still on hold, so we couldn't really do any work yet. And what I found is that doing reach outs to people, once we actually got that finalized, people were, it seemed a little hesitant whether, you know, whether it was real or not. But I assure you, everything that we do is real. And like you said, we already graduated one cohort through the program. So that's super exciting. I've been working with some really great companies. So let me tell you about them. So
yeah, please.
Yeah. So typically what we'll do is we'll graduate a cohort of five per session. We'll do two sessions per year. So ideally, we'll graduate 10 companies once a year. This year, we had five. And tragically, one of the founders that we had accepted into the program had passed away. So my condolences go out to the Tate family. And, you know, we really wanted to make sure that we respected the family and we showed respect to them through the program. So we did not take on an additional team to round out the five this year. But next year, there will be an extra spot for the program, so we can add out to the equal out to those five per year.
Must have been a shock. Yes.
Yeah. It was a tragic event. Really sad to happen. But like we said, we're trying to figure out a way to best represent Ms. Tate and her family. And we thought the best way to do that would be to leave that spot open this year and to add an extra spot for the next go round.
Makes sense. So yeah. How are these companies notified of the opportunity, one, and two, how were they chosen?
So, like you said, a lot of the notifying of the opportunity is me doing reach outs. Like I said, for the first go round, I did a lot of boots on the ground work in the uptown area, just stopping by stores, you know, stopping by to meet with people, having conversations, letting people know that this program is real. I am the person who is you know, heading the Kenosha program. So if anybody needs anything, you reach out to me directly, and I'm here to do whatever I can do to help. And then also how we pick the companies. So we'll have an application process. You submit your application online. Once we go through, we'll maintain contact and communication through that. And once it's time for interviews, we'll go through, we'll schedule slots. For interviews, you sign up for that slot. We give you a 15 minute slot to kind of like give us your breakdown on your company and to tell us why you should be accepted into the program. And from there, we'll do a ranking system and an application scoring process where the people that are on the calls for the interviews will go through, we'll sit down and we'll talk about each team. And we'll say, this is what we like. This is what, you know, we didn't really like. And we'll kind of just pick the best five that we see. And really, there's a few things that we look for when we're looking to take these teams on. And those are, is your company venture backable? Meaning, if we gave you an influx of cash, is that really going to benefit your business as far as, you know, marketing, your production capacity, those types of things. If we gave you a check and the influx of cash, like, is that going to, you know, take you to the next step? Is your business scalable? Like, is there room for you to build this out and make it bigger and to grow your base? Are you coachable? Are you willing to listen and take other people's advice? Because that's a big thing. Like we said, we're looking for a lot of collaboration here, and you know, uncoachable founders can really make that process a bit more difficult. Then the other two things are you committed? Are you really sold, and do you believe in what you're doing? And then, like we said, just looking for those early stage companies. So I would say as of right now, we're never necessarily turning anyone away, depending on the stage that you're at. But that is one of those factors that goes into our decision process, our decision-making process when we're selecting those five at the end.
I would imagine being the first cohort and it's the first time this program has been offered in Kenosha, you wouldn't have that many applicants to review. But what's the reality of that? Did you get a good number of businesses looking for this assistance?
We really did. I was really surprised, honestly, because like I said, I had never heard of Generator before I'd applied. And by the time I got in the beginning of October, there were already, 30 plus applications in the portal. So, Yeah, it was great. And to see just like the responsiveness from the community, the activist, like, Catherine Marks has been great. She's always sending me over applicants and people to reach out to, and they've been great. So, like I said, it takes a village, so to speak. And there's a lot of people who have their hands involved here and have their hands in a lot of things going on. So, it's been great. And like I said, it's pretty much word of mouth and just getting out there and spreading the word. But like I said, for the people out there listening, definitely keep your eyes open. We'll have some pretty cool, marketing campaigns coming up here shortly with the end of the program. So I would just say keep your eyes out for that.
And are we at the end of the 7 weeks? Are you just past the end of this first cohort? I think you said that, but I'm not sure I understood it for sure.
Yeah, yep. So we just finished our first program, our 7 weeks. Right now for that first group, we're right in our investor phase. So looking for any investors in the community who might be interested in, hearing the pitches of these companies that we've worked with and, trying to build those connections and network the companies that we've worked with some high quality individuals and some high value investors to kind of, get the ball moving for them and to assist them on their journey as they move forward.
Going to take a step back again to, you've chosen five companies, you will move forward with the four for the 7 weeks. Can you tell me what the companies are, which ones?
Yeah. So really excited about these four companies, like we said. So the first one that I'll go over is they're called TRT Speech Labs, co-founded by Ben Taft, Joey Tenuta, and Ted Ruffalo out of Kenosha. So this company is, they've developed a speech pathology algorithm to, corroborate the findings and the practices of speech therapists in speech therapy. So, yeah, really interesting. So one of the founders, Ben Taft, he has a PhD in zoology. And so what he did was he took some time and he studied songbirds and developed an algorithm while studying songbirds to kind of, I'm not a science guy, so I don't want to butcher this, but basically the algorithm is to kind of tell the difference between songbirds that were good singers and bad singers. And he used that algorithm in a human capacity to kind of work with speech therapy. So really excited about them. They've got some really cool technology that they're working with. And they're looking to get their MVP created right now that should be in the final stages, I believe. And really just excited about where they're going from here. So kind of working on a voice recognition / voice, recording type of app where they can take in voice samples and their algorithm will analyze that data and then spit back to you a quantitative analysis or a qualitative analysis of what the sample was provided. So
interesting.
Yeah, really interesting and super excited for those guys. But yeah, that's the first company. The second company is Harper Tax and Literacy Group out of Kenosha. This is ran by Kenny Harper. He's got a office right downtown in Uptown, right across from the old Pick and Save building over in the Lincoln area.
Oh, yeah.
And it is tax season, so if anyone needs to get their taxes done, definitely give them a shout. But so Kenny is working on an app, also looking to get created to be more of an entrepreneurial resource for small business owners in southeastern Wisconsin and eventually the country. So basically, one of the stats that me and him worked on and that we came up with was there were about 70% of small businesses in southeastern Wisconsin that were created failed in their first year. So that's a pretty high number. So what Kenny's looking to do is to use his financial literacy lens and his tax and insurance lens to support local entrepreneurs and small business owners to say, here's where you are financially, and here is, you know, this is what you kind of need going forward. Here is the advice I would give you as you start to grow so that you could save, you know, make sure that you're taking advantage of your tax opportunities, these types of things. And like you said, he's been in business for over 10 years. And like you said, everything that an entrepreneur probably could go through in their first couple of years of operations, I'm sure Kenny has been through. So that collaboration piece is huge. And that's really what he brings to the table, and he is a very bright individual, and I love working with him too. So like I said, that's the second group, and then the other two are a bit different. So the third is Travel Odyssey. It was founded by Quinn Murphy. She was in Milwaukee but just recently moved out to Washington. But this is a AI-powered travel itinerary builder. So basically, you put in your budget for a trip, the duration of your trip, how long you want to be gone, and then you can kind of customize your preferences on what, you know, what types of things you like to do on a trip. And you put all that information into the app, and it will automatically spit out a travel itinerary for you and plan an entire trip for you without having to lift a finger.
Wow.
Yeah. And this, like you said, there's a lot of things that are coming out, like you said, that are AI powered, but this is a really cool idea and something that I really particularly find interesting just because I myself love to travel, and I know how much time and effort that really takes to plan a trip. So, yeah, really standing behind her and what she's doing there. Really cool business and a lot of cool technology going on behind the scenes there as well. And then our final company that we worked with this group, this cohort, is Black Essence Candle, that is founded by Shakias Graves out of Racine. And basically, this is a candle company that we've been working with that is looking to rival like Bath and Body Works and Yankee Candle, those types of companies. And basically the idea here is that, you know, when you first walk into someone's home, you know, that smell and, you know, that first impression that you get kind of sets the whole tone for the time that you're there. And she wants to be that first smell that you smell when you walk into someone's home, that, you know, that warm embrace that you get when you walk it through through someone's front door. And she's got so many different cool, you know, offerings as far as scents, smells. She does candles and Max Welts as of right now, but looking to get into more things like subscription boxes, and just looking to, you know, diversify her product line. So, like I said, a lot of different things going on in that first cohort, but really excited about all of them, and there's a lot of opportunity there. So Like I said, I'd just love to get the opportunity on the platform today to kind of talk about what they've been doing and, you know, spread the word about G-Beta and Generator as a whole.
Right. And I do definitely want to talk about what kind of assistance and how you worked with them for the 7 weeks. But you mentioned a couple of things about the companies that I guess surprised me. And one is that we have the Travel Odyssey person, I believe, just is moving to D.C., and the Candle person is from Racine. I guess I thought that this would be just Kenosha. I'm not saying it's good or bad or indifferent, just curious.
Yeah, so with our first round of applicants, we really had applicants from all over the world.
Wow.
I took applications and interviews from people from Russia, Canada, all over the place, from Michigan, you know, literally everywhere the applications were coming in. And I think that just goes to show, you know, how much steam Generator and how much traction Generator is gaining over these last couple of years, because people know who we are in the entrepreneurial community. So now it's just about trying to spread the word here in Kenosha. But yeah, that's a good question, because that was one of the things we had struggled with a bit this first go around was just, did we want to stick to applicants who are based here in Kenosha, or did we want to open it up a bit? Thankfully, our partners kind of let us open it up a bit and just kind of take the companies that we felt would be the best fit and would have the best overall impact for the community here in Kenosha. So even with Quinn, as she's moved, she's got a good base of people here in the Milwaukee area and southeastern Wisconsin that have been influential in her journey. And she's always willing to kind of come back and serve the community that way, which is kind of why, you know, we were more willing to take her on, because we knew that even if she did move and she moved away with the company, that she would still be, you know, one of those people to come back and be a mentor and a resource for the next cohorts as we went forward. So that's kind of how we went about that. But
makes sense.
Yeah, ideally, though, I definitely would say we're definitely looking for Kenosha companies. So yeah, like we said, if you're a small business owner, entrepreneur here in Kenosha, definitely reach out. We'd love to speak with you, figure out what you're doing and how we could support you. So like I said, don't give up your spot to somebody in Milwaukee or Racine if you're right here in the area, you know, because their spots are limited. But like you said, always looking to at least connect with people and see how we can help.
So in the 7 weeks, we've got, you know, four pretty different companies. What sort of, are you customizing the assistance for each company based on their needs, or is it week one, we will cover XYZ?
Yeah, so it's a bit of both. So we have a general outline of, you know, what we'd like to cover, but we always have to, you know, customize our approach with each company and each founder. So basically what will happen in the program is we'll have two weekly team meetings, which will be just me and the founders of the company, where we go over anything from revenue models, your business proposition, you know, your company valuation, how you're finding customers, those types of things. And even some of those meetings, honestly, are really just used for the founders to kind of vent and to speak about, you know, what issues they've been having, or, you know, what barriers came up, or what's really, what has been really frustrating for them. And you really uncover a lot of things that way, just by listening to the founders and finding out, you know, hey, like, you know, I'm really struggling with this week in my personal life, and I really just need an opportunity to kind of, you know, take a step back and really do something. And I'm just like, hey, you know, I understand we're all human. So, and we can figure out ways to move around that. And like I said, having those conversations, you really uncover a lot of, some of the barriers that, you know, the founders are going through. Some of those are you know, self-inflicted. And some of those are just, you know, natural things that come up, like you said. That's basically, you know, how we do that. And but each company won't get exactly the same meeting. You know, every company will get their own kind of customized approach in that. So, like we said, we'll do two weekly team meetings. We'll have one weekly lunch and learn presentation, and that's open to the public, where we'll basically provide food and we'll go over like a set of topics that we find most of the companies that come through the GBeta program need to, undertake. And then we'll do one weekly mentor swarm where, like you said, we'll go through, we'll bring in high value individuals and entrepreneurs, business owners, those types of things to come in. And same kind of thing, like a mini team meeting with each of these mentors. And basically just say, like, this is my pitch. This is what I'm working on. These are the barriers that I've been running into, and just kind of asking for advice that way. And then, like you said, those meetings are always with the intention of building that network. So as, you know, the founders move forward, and even after the program, they have people that they feel like they're comfortable with, that they can go to and ask for advice, one, two, 3 years down the line.
Oh, that's great to start those long-term relationships.
Yeah, 100%.
So then we get to right now where you've helped them with their pitch. You've helped them solve some of their the barriers that they had been facing, and at least they have a plan on how they're going to attack those. So now they're ready for that step of getting the financing they need in order to advance their business, correct?
Yep. So that was the next step. So after the 7 weeks, where we go through the team meetings, the lunch and learns, the mentor swarms, the last step of that is for us to go ahead and gather a group of investors to listen to these pitches. And we'll set them up in time slots as well, just how we do with the mentor swarms. And we'll go ahead and say, here's your time to shine. We've worked on this for 7 weeks. Feel comfortable and confident with, you know, the work that we put in, and, you know, go out there and just, you know, be yourself and speak confidently about the work that you've done. And those investors will either give feedback to say, you know, this is what I've seen in my experience as an accredited investor, and this is the advice that I would give you as you move forward. Or, they'll say, hey, I really love your idea. I love where you guys are going. I'm ready to invest, and here's a check. And I wish you guys well, and let's, you know, keep this relationship going as, you know, we start to figure out the terms of this agreement.
I'm not looking for specific names or even companies they represent, but what type of people or individuals are these investors? Are they individuals? Are they representing financial institutions? I mean, who are they?
Yeah, it's a mix of both. So, you know, you'll have, those fund managers and, the people who are running, you know, the venture capital funds, and they're looking for their startups to invest in. And that's just their 9 to 5. That's what they do at Monday through Friday. And then you also will have, you know, the small and individual angel investor who says, you know, this might not be what I'm doing 100% of the time Monday through Friday, but I'm interested in what you're doing, and I'm willing to write a check. So, and a lot of times those angel investors will like to stay kind of like silent partners. But yeah, like you said, it's a mix of both. So we have a pretty solid, healthy mix of both the VC funds and those angel investors as individuals.
Will, when you say we have, are you saying that perhaps the Generator organization has built a group And then it's your job to go out and try to convince that group to be part of these presentations or what?
Yeah, you got it. So like you said, there, through all the time that Generate, like you said, Generate was founded in 2012, right? So they focused solely, not solely in the Midwest, but that was their main focus when they started off. So there's a large network of VCs and investors in the Wisconsin area. But like you said, that's something that that has been shared with me. And then that's also something that I do on my in my recruiting, is to go out and find those individuals who may have interest in investing in these companies and say, hey, we'd love to add you to this network. So like you said, Generator is ever growing and ever expanding, and that also applies to our investor base as well.
So let's bring this back to Kenosha again. And you've mentioned Catherine Marks already. Can you explain what her role is with this program, and going forward, how is this going to be housed within the city?
Yeah, so like I said, the city of Kenosha is one of our main sponsors here. That's where we get our funding for the program. And yeah, Catherine Marks is one of the leaders of that. She's one of the board members that we speak to every so often when we're trying to figure out, we're trying to get approval on companies, and when we're scheduling our celebration dinners or our graduation dinners, she's always there to show face. And even at the kickoff celebration for our first cohort, she actually got the mayor, John Antaramian, to join us for dinner. So she does a lot of work behind the scenes, just, you know, trying to connect us with people who would be beneficial for the program, and also sending us applicants and people that she feels would most benefit from this program. So, you know, anybody who knows Catherine knows that, you know, she's a woman who wears many hats, and she's always busy. And she's always working for the benefit of Kenosha. So, like we said, we're right in step with her there, here at Generator, and wanting to benefit Kenosha. So, yeah, she's always someone that we're working very, very closely with.
And I understand that this is supposed to be housed within the Kenosha Emerging Leaders Academy, which is in the quote unquote Old Brown National Bank. Am I right with that?
Yep. You're spot on there. So, So when the building is ready and we're ready to get in there, Generator will be housed in the Kila building. We will have an office there. So, anybody who's listening today, if you haven't met me yet, you for sure will if you step foot into that Kila building once it opens. Like I said, I'll have an office there. We'll probably do a lot of Generator programming there as far as our community-facing events and things like that. So I'm really excited for the construction of that Kila building and to get in there. There's a lot of really cool things going on. Like I said, there's a lot of great development going on in Kenosha right now. And from the time I first started in the role, it's just been great to see the commitment that the city has to development, and not just, you know, commercially, but also educationally. And, you know, like you said, trying to be a resource for the community. So it's been great. And it's been awesome I'm very proud to be from Kenosha and to see all the work that's being done.
And in the last couple of minutes that we have, I do want to talk about the public aspect of this. The one thing, when you were running down all of the things that you provide over the 7 weeks, you mentioned a lunch and learn that's open to the public. Can you explain that just a little bit and how people can find out about it or reserve a spot?
Yeah, so typically what we'll do for lunch and learns is I'll create a LinkedIn invite, and I'll just share that with my network. So with anybody who's interested in the lunch and learns, go ahead and you know, follow me, connect on LinkedIn, and we'll make sure that you get that invite. And like I said, it'll be even better once we get into that Kila building, because we'll have a lot more space to do those sort of things. So like you said, with Lunch and Learns, we try and get the word out about a week in advance. And like you said, we'll share that with the network, and anybody who can make it, you know, feel free to join in and just listen to what our speakers have to say. And they usually are giving us some pretty good, useful information. So yeah, and there also will be a hybrid virtual component to that as well. I know a lot of people work 9-to-5s and, you know, have things going on during the day. So don't feel like if you can't make it, you're not involved. Like I said, there'll be a virtual aspect to that. So as long as you have internet and can join on Zoom, you know, feel free to join us.
You're just finishing with the first cohort. When does the process begin for gathering applicants for the second cohort?
So we'll open up our application pool for the next cohort, I believe, in another 2 weeks. And we'll plan to kick off our second cohort right around at the beginning of May. So we got a few months before then. So like I said, for anybody interested, just be on the lookout for any communications, All Things Generator. Connect with me on LinkedIn. We'll make sure all that information gets out to you. And check out the website and make sure we get an application in. And yeah, we'll go from there.
It sounds excellent. So LinkedIn is the best way to connect with you, or do you have any other, such as your phone number or your website perhaps for GBeta or within the city?
Yep. So LinkedIn is probably the best way just to, for, you know, outreach and news, things like that. But you can always reach out to my email. It's just bakari@generator.com.
And we'll make sure we put that in our archive and spell it out properly for people.
Yes. And then, like you said, the website, if you go onto the website and you go to the more section, you go to more about us and you look at our company directory, you can find me. You know, I should be pretty close on the top there with my name starting with a B. But like I said, as much as you can, like I said, LinkedIn, email, my cell phone number is on there as well.
We have been talking with Bakari Collins, Program Director, about the GBeta Accelerator Program recently underway in Kenosha. I'm Jane Herring for Community Matters.
You've been listening to Community Matters. All programs are archived at WGTD.org. Click shows. This is WGTD HD, Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva.
Well, this week on WGTD's Noon Tunes, we hear from a Kenosha woman who began playing piano at the age of 3, and she recorded this CD in her 80s. Her name is Joyce Rumichick. At the end of every WGTD midday newscast, we feature a song by a local artist. So please join us for Noon Tunes, Monday through Friday, 12:20 p.m. on WGTD HD.
From the WGTD Arts and Other Events calendar, the Riverbend Nature Center in Racine will host a Spring Break Nature Camp on Monday, April 18th through Friday, April 22nd. Come one day or all five. Campers will build campfires, track wildlife, and explore Riverbend in the early spring. For more information, contact riverbendracine.org.
I'm Gregory Berg, and I hope that you can join me for Monday's morning show here on WGTD. We are going to begin with a spectacular musical duo, Mia X Alley. Mia is a electric violinist. Ali is a bagpiper. And they give a modern Celtic twist to all kinds of different styles of music. They're performing in Milwaukee at the Vivarium this Sunday on St. Patrick's Day. We will meet them and hear their music on Monday's morning show, beginning just after 8.
You're listening to WGTD HD, Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva, your gateway to public radio.